Hello, friends, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show, and we are glad you came today. Today's topic is e-report, and the title of today's lesson is Exploring Space. Exploring Space. Wow, what an exciting title. What do you think we will learn today?
Well, Peter, I hope that we learn all about space. Hi, friends. My name is Anna, and I'm happy to be here with you today.
Friends, do you ever look up at the sky during the night? Do you ever wonder what is out there in space?
Well, I do. When I was a kid, I loved looking at stars. They're very beautiful, and there's a lot to learn about them, too.
Yeah, I loved learning about planets and stars when I was a kid.
Well, Peter, what's the difference between a planet and the stars?
Well, the sun is a star, and the Earth is a planet.
Oh, I see. So, stars are made of gas, and they're very, very big. Planets are smaller, and they're made of rocks and things.
That's right. Space is pretty cool. Well, friends, let's go to Christina to learn our cool words for today.
今天讲到的是太空探索。科学家发明了很多工具让我们去研究太空。科学家就是 scientist. Scientists help us to study space. 地球只是宇宙的一小部分。宇宙就是 universe. Earth is a small part of the universe. 台北的天文馆里有一个太空科技展。科技就是 technology. People can learn about space technology there. 太空科技展中可以看到火箭和人造卫星。名词 rocket 就是火箭。Do you know how scientists made rockets?你是否梦想着有一天可以当太空人或者是去参观一下太空站呢？动词做梦或是梦想就是 dream. What are you dreaming of? 你的梦想是什么呢？想成为太空人吗？太空人是 astronaut. Do you ever dream of being an astronaut?
You can't see me, but you can hear me. You might be wondering who is singing this song. Hello, friends. This is Rebecca with A Report. I love going outside and looking up at the stars on a nice, dark, clear evening. Have you ever gone outside and looked up at the stars and then wondered about this amazing, dark sky?Well, today, we're at the Taipei Astronomical Museum, and we're going to explore this amazing dark sky and what's beyond the dark sky, that is space. Come on, let's go explore.
The universe is very large. Hundreds of years ago, people could only guess what was out in space. But over the past 100 years, scientists have invented technology that allows them to explore and learn more about the world beyond our planet. They discovered amazing things. Hundreds of years ago, people thought the Earth was the center of the universe. Now,We know that Earth is only one very, very small part of the great big universe.
In part one, we learn a little bit about the history of space. Well, we learn about humans learning about space.
Exactly. 100 years ago, we didn't know much about space at all. When we talk about space, we are talking about all that stuff floating around up there in the sky.
Yeah, like planets and stars and things like this, and we know so much more than we do now. Because we have new technology, and we'll talk about that today. So, Anna, what is the sun?
Well, the sun is a star, and Earth is a planet.
That's right. Well, the sun is just one star. There are many stars here, but the sun is only this big in our huge universe.
That's right. The universe is so big. There's a lot to learn about it, and there's a lot to explore. So it's true, we didn't know much about it until just recently. But now we're starting to learn more about it.
So what is the universe? Well, I'll tell you. But first, let's allow Christina to teach us something. Hi, Christina.
在过去的100多年以来，科学家发明了各样的科技，让人们可以去探索和学习地球以外的世界。Scientists have invented technology that allows them to explore and learn more about the world beyond our planet. 从这个句子里，我们来学一个句型 ，allow someone to do something。动词 allow 本来是允许的意思。这个句型可以引为使某人能够做到某件事，比如 Your support allows us to keep making music. 你的支持让我们能够继续做音乐。Technology allows us to work anywhere, anytime. 科技让我们在任何地方、任何时刻都能够工作。
Thanks, Christina.Okay, Peter, so what is the universe?
Well, the universe is everything. It's huge.
Well, how did we learn about the universe? Or, I should say, who helped us learn more about the universe?
Well, scientists did.
Oh, what do you mean, Peter? How did scientists help us?
Well, scientists are all those people that study the universe.And they helped us learn about the universe. They invented many things.
That's right. They invented things like telescopes and satellites. These inventions help us understand more about space.
That's right. A telescope helps us see everything in the night sky. Well, friends, let's learn more. Here's Rebecca with part two.
Wow! There's even a model of the solar system where you can see all of the planets. Do you know the names of all the planets? Well, there's Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. And of course, each of the planets are very different and unique. They all revolve around the sun, though.And you can learn all about the planets and what makes them special right here at the Solar System exhibit.
Many of us connect with space every day, and we don't even think about it. In the Taipei Astronomical Museum, there are all kinds of exhibits.That teach people about the universe and the world we live in.
Are you interested in stars, the moon, planets, galaxies? If so, you should definitely come to the Taipei Astronomical Museum. They even have a really cool exhibit called the Technology Exhibit, where you can learn more about satellites and rockets. Oh, what's that?
One of the most interesting places to visit is on the roof of the museum. On the roof of the museum, there is an observatory. An observatory is a special room where scientists can study the sky. In this observatory, there's a powerful and expensive telescope. Visitors to the museum can use this telescope to learn about the sky. During the day, people can go to the observatory and see and learn about the sun. At night, people can see and learn about the moon, the planets, and the stars.
Our good friend Rebecca is at the Taipei Astronomical Museum. What does this mean? Well, you learned the word museum. You know there are art museums and history museums. This is a science museum about space, and it's in Taipei.
And this museum is a good place to learn about the universe. At the museum, there is a space technology exhibit. Let's first talk about this word, technology.
Oh, this word is so important. We use technology every day, our phones and computers. You're using it right now to watch the show.
That's right, and there's other things like rockets and satellites too. Now, there is so much more technology in our lives. We use it every day. Now, did you use a phone today? Did you know you are also using a satellite at the same time?
Really? We're using satellites? What do you mean?
Well, first, a satellite is the thing that circles around the Earth really, really high, and it makes us possible to call and text each other. Before our phones or text gets to the other phone, it goes to a satellite.
Oh, I see. But there are other satellites in space that do other things. There are satellites that explore very, very far away from the Earth, and they travel very far to get there.
That's right, and there are many pictures from space because of those satellites. That's how we learn about our universe. These satellites travel for years and years before they get to their destination. We learned about trains, and that only takes a couple hours. Satellites take years.
Yes, and they're also very expensive to make. Well, how do these satellites get up into space? Rockets. Rockets are very important for space satellites.
That's right. And it's because of these satellites that we have so many pictures from our solar system and the universe. Wow. Now, you said they travel very, very far. They take years to get to their destination. Friends, have you ever gone somewhere and it took you years to get there? I don't think so.
That is a very long trip, Peter. I'm glad that satellites and not me. Well, friends, it's time to take a break. We'll be right back after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome, friends. We are exploring space today and learning about things like satellites. Now, Anna, did you know every time you use the map on your phone, you are using a satellite?
I did know that, Peter, and it's something called GPS. Friends, have you used GPS before? I know I have. It helps me find my way so I don't get lost. Well, friends, it's time to go to part three of our lesson. Here's Rebecca.
After a long day of exploring space, it would be nice to find a place to rest. If you ever dreamed of being an astronaut or visiting a space station, then you might enjoy staying at the Space Inn. The Space Inn is a hostel. It is designed to look like a space station. The Space Inn has many things to make a traveler's stay more comfortable. It has a kitchen, games, and a room where you can relax. It even has an internet zone that makes you feel like you are in a space station. The Space Inn is a fun and convenient place for travelers to stay during their trip.
All of the rooms at the Space Inn are also very interesting. Hey, let's go take a look. There are three types of rooms. The first type is for women only. The second type is for men only. But the third type is for both men and women. All of the rooms have bunk beds with a locker for each guest. In addition, each bed has a light and a USB and outlet so you can charge your electronics. How convenient! Well, it has been a very long day of exploring space, and I am tired. I think I'm going to try to get some rest. Well, thank you so much for joining me for today's e-report, and I'll see you next time!
Friends, have you dreamed about being something before? When I was a kid, I often dreamed about being many different things. And yes, I dreamed about being an astronaut, too.
I did too, Peter. But I also dreamed about being a farmer. I loved being outside with animals.
That's great. So how about you, friends? What do you dream to be? Tell a friend about it.
It would be really nice if these dreams come true, wouldn't it?
My dream is to have Christina teach us something. It would be nice to learn something.
Well, Peter, your dream is coming true. Here's Christina to help us learn something new.
经过了一整天的天文馆探索之旅后，找个地方休息挺不错的。It would be nice to find a place to rest. 我们想向你介绍这个表达方式。It would be nice to do something. 这个句型除了用来单纯的肯定做某件事很好之外，它其实也可以用来很委婉的表达出你的意见或是要求。比如说你觉得朋友有事瞒着你，你就可以说It would be nice to know the truth, 表达出你想知道事情的真相。或者朋友在布置他的房间，你想提供你的意见，就可以说 It would be nice to put a painting here, 在这里放一幅画很好哦。所以如果你想要表达意见或者是要求的时候，可以考虑用这种说法。
Thank you, Christina.Okay, friends, now let's look at that first sentence from part 3.
If you ever dreamed of being an astronaut or visiting a space station, then you might enjoy staying at the Space Inn.
Great. So what is an astronaut?
Well, an astronaut is a person who goes into space.
Wow, so cool. I always dreamed of being an astronaut.I even went to space camp once.
You did? That sounds like so much fun.
Well, I imagined I was in the International Space Station.
Oh, that's out in space. That's where the astronauts live.
That's right. Many countries built this space station together. And so many, many astronauts go there to learn more about space. Now,If you ever dreamed of being an astronaut, where should you go?
I know the answer to that question. The Space Inn. It is a hostel. A hostel is kind of like a hotel, but many people sleep in the same room.
And it is a special hostel. You feel like you are in space in the International Space Station. Very cool.
Wow, I want to go there sometime and feel like I'm in outer space. Well, friends, it's time to review our keywords. That lesson went so fast, but you can follow along with us right now.
Here's our first key word. Scientist. Scientist. Scientists study many things.
Universe. Universe. There are many stars in the universe.
Technology. Technology. People are interested in technology.
Rocket. Rocket. The rocket is headed into space.
Dream. Dream. Sarah dreams of marrying a handsome man.
Astronaut. Astronaut. The astronaut rode a rocket into space.
Well, friends, let's review some more together. Here we go.
All right, Toby, let's film our video here.
Okay, I'm ready.
Don't make any mistakes.
Yes, ma'am.
You always make mistakes. Okay, rolling in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hi, everybody. I'm Toby, and I want to tell you about a really cool camp. It's an acting camp. So if you ever try to... if you want to, there's this really cool chance for you to... Oh, man, I just learned this super sentence this morning.
If you ever dreamed of being a star, then you might want to check out our acting camp.
Oh, boy, it's Super Sentence Man.
Yes, it is I, and the super sentence you were thinking of is, if you ever something, then you might... something. Can you give me another one?
Sure. If you ever wanted to play video games all day long, then you might want to come to my house.
Well, that was a super sentence. Yeah. Or how about this one? If you ever thought of becoming an English expert, then you might want to practice your super sentences every day.
Yeah!
Always remember, a super sentence every day
will make your English great.
You're right about that, Toby. Never forget it.
Bye, Super Sentence Man. And if you ever dream of being a star, then you might want to check out our acting camp.
And cut. Toby, I can't believe you. You made a mistake.
Oh, yeah, but Super Sentence Man came, and it was cool.
You're right. Now he's in our video. Let's check it out.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
What?
I didn't record it. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We all make mistakes. Let's try it again.
Hi, everybody.
Friends, thank you so much for joining us today, and I hope you enjoyed learning about space. Did you ever dream of being an astronaut?
Well, you can tell a friend about it today. Remember to practice your keywords, and as always, be sure to come back tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.